Let's focus on breathing mechanics. We're going to talk about how the thorax moves. We're going to focus on anatomical structures and how they move. The thorax, just to remind you, is the area referred to from the diaphragm up to the level of the larynx. It's basically the rib cage area. It has most of your vital organs in there, the lungs, the heart, the liver, things like that. But let's talk about how the rib cage is moving in the breathing process. We can talk about anterior to posterior. That's front to back. As you breathe, the rib cage is going to rise. It is going to move your sternum, your chest bone, further away from your spinal cord. That's front to back. So the rib cage is going to enlarge. It's also going to increase in a vertical direction. That's top to bottom. We've got the diaphragm at the bottom, and as it contracts, right now it's kind of U-shaped, upside down U, and as it contracts, it's going to flatten out. So that's going to make the distance from the larynx to the diaphragm further. Okay, so that's going to be vertical. The thorax can also expand horizontally, side to side. Okay, so that's the bottom edge of your rib cage. They get further away from one another. So they're going to go from right to left. They're going to expand going right to left. So we're talking about the thorax on a very deep inhalation gets wider front to back, side to side, and up to down. All three dimensions. This is accomplished by your intercostal muscles. Okay, your internal intercostals have to do with expiration. Okay, your external intercostals have to do with inspiration. So I always think of that as it's exactly backwards of the way I wish it were. I wish it were external expiration, but it's not. Okay, external intercostals, inspiration. Internal intercostals, expiration. The diaphragm is also very involved. We know that the diaphragm is basically an involuntary muscle. So this is where, you know, some of your performers and your singers are a little bit confused because they'll be saying, we're going to be breathing from our diaphragm. They're not really breathing from their diaphragm. They're actually using abdominal muscles to help give the diaphragm more room to expand. Okay, so I don't care if people say that, but I want you to remember that the diaphragm is actually an involuntary muscle. And because you choose to inhale deeper, then the response to that would be that the diaphragm is going to move more. The diaphragm has muscle, tendon, and membrane, and it descends, means when it contracts, that it's going to get flatter. And that's going to increase the vertical dimension, the top to bottom dimension of the thorax. I've got two videos to follow this that will show you how these dimensions are moving in the human thorax.